There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
They say that the love is crazy and wonderful. It's unaware of happiness and sadness. The flame tells to the moth to go far away. Don't come here, or else you will burn like me. But he doesn't listen, since he wants to burn. Wo nahi sunta. Usko jal jana hota hai. This parable of flame and moth, Baba has given multiple times in Murlis. Shiva is the supreme flame, and when he comes, what is the job, duty, or the desire of moths to get burnt? What is this burning? There's a beautiful song. That's from, I think, 1948 movie. Jalena. Kyu? Parvana. Parvana is moth. And Shiva is the flame. Shama. Burning means to become pure. When the gold is kept in fire, it becomes purer. All the grossness, all the baser elements are removed from the gold. It becomes pure gold, Kundan. To burn is to become completely pure, or to attain the state of complete purity. That is burning. To burn is to become mature, strong. That is the purpose of furnace bhatti. When the wet bricks are kept in that furnace, they become stronger. So this burning is to make us strong, powerful. This burning is to become imperishable. Because God is ocean. And if you get drowned in this ocean, you don't die. Rather, you become all the more powerful. You become imperishable. Because he is the ocean of eternity, and you do not get drowned in eternity. Rather, you become imperishable, indestructible, just as he is. You become eternal, just as he is. So this burning is no burning at all. This burning is to take a new birth. All that is old, all that is past, all that has happened till now cannot disturb you anymore. You become a full stop yogi. That's Baba's word, full stop yogi. Which is the most favorite moment of your life? If somebody asks you this, what is the answer? Which is the most favorite moment? Baba's Milan, okay. What is your most beautiful moment of life? Baba? Baba? When you got the introduction of father, introduction of self, introduction of Baba, meeting with Baba. What else? Oh, when there is an experience. First time coming to Madhuban, first time doing course, first time going to center, first time listening to Murli, first time explaining an exhibition, first time many things. The most beautiful moment of Brahmin life is now. This moment. Nothing is better than now. Because now is power packed. Now is including everything which has gone in the past. Now is the seed of the dreams of the future. Now is the present. This moment is the best moment. This day. Which is your favorite day? Today. Which is your favorite day? Today is my favorite day. No better day than this day. All the meetings with Baba is included in this day. All the seva that you have done, today is the result of that seva. All these super sensuous bliss that you have gained in life till now, this moment, this now, is the crux of that. This now is very gist of everything that has happened in the past. This now is the pinnacle of all the bliss. This now is the topmost point of the mountains of super sensuous bliss. There is no moment better than this moment. This now. My favorite day is today. My favorite moment is this moment. A new birth. And fifth, to burn is to become like him, is to be one with him. The greatest desire of lovers is to become one. But since they do not know of the eternal self, they think it is at the level of body. That's why the culmination of the worldly love is physicality, physical intimacy. They feel this is the highest stage. But you, when you enter the spiritual realm, this is a very lowest union that is possible. Rather, this union is associated with frustration, craving, anxiety, restlessness, and repentance. Even if all these things are not there, it is very transient. Soul is infinite. Infinite cannot be satisfied with anything which is finite. Anything of this world, which has got beginning and end, adi, ant, cannot satisfy the soul, which is beyond beginning and beyond end. So, from that measure, no human being can give me pleasure. No human being can bring me satisfaction. Nothing of this world can bring me that eternal bliss. Spirituality is the solo journey, is the solo path. It is the path not of complacency. You cannot say that I have achieved. Enough is enough now. Too much of service, too much of yoga, and too much of knowledge. I have done everything, I have got everything. What more is to be achieved? The moment the self-complacency comes, life stops. Dadi Janki was in Ahmedabad and she did a course. There was a widow of a textile merchant and she was a very good soul, one Mataji. And she brought her to Baba in Madhuban and Dadi was extremely excited. Ki, I have done course of this soul and she has come in Gyan and now she is firm. She has got firm faith in the intellect. So Baba was extremely happy. But Baba said, child, you have got a flower. But Baba wants a bouquet. You have brought a flower. But Baba wants a bouquet. So whatever you have done till now is just a flower. Don't think that establishing one center, doing one program, or bringing souls into Gyan and creating a bunch of Kumars and Kumaris is the be-all and end-all of this Brahmin life. Brahmin life is beginning every moment. It is not full stop. It is about new beginnings. Every day you begin as if it is a new day. Every day you begin as if I have not done anything until now. I will begin today. Let me experience Murli today. So when you sit in Murli, sit as if you don't know anything. As if this is the first day. As if this is the very first day when you had started to going to center. And let me try to analyze, think, understand the flow, the rhythm, the music, everything which is going on. Let me get in sync with that music, that beauty, that chorus, that melody. When you sit in yoga, sit with a very plain and blank mind, as if you don't know anything. And suddenly, and you have been introduced to God. This is He. You have been working, you have been doing tapasya. Like Rishi is there, who is sitting in tapasya for thousands of years. And one day, he gets the divine vision and God comes in front of him. What sort of feeling, what sort of excitement, what sort of amusement happens to him? The same thing should happen. So when you sit behind those two eyes, there is penetrating vision. The vision of God, the vision of Shiva, which is so true, which is so satyam. And in it lies Shivam. In it lies the greatest beauty of the world, Sundaram. He is the ocean of beauty. He is the ocean of truth. He is the ocean of Shivam. So when I sit with Him, even if I am not concentrated, but He is the ocean of concentration. Even if I am not pure, but He is the ocean of purity. Even if I am fluctuating, but He is the ocean of stability. His drishti is upon me. So to burn is to become as He is. To burn is to get merged in Him. Deepest union. Physical union is the lowest union. Above physicality, there is something known as mental union, where two people's person's thoughts match with each other. Thoughts match, just thoughts. And they love to share with each other. They have common interests, so their thoughts are matching. Even deeper than that is emotions, emotional union. Two persons, their emotions match with each other. This bond is greater than the intellectual bond. Intellectual bond is greater than physical bond. It's a journey from physical union, from physical bond to mental bond, from mental or intellectual to emotional bond, and even deeper than emotional bond is spiritual bond. There is financial bond also. People are connected with each other like businessmen. They love to be with each other and discuss business matter. But except that, they have nothing in common with each other. So physical, or this is a metaphysical union. This is a platonic love, non-physical love, non-mundane love, non-temporal love. It's the highest form of love that is possible. And here you realize what is real love. Love has nothing to do with body. Love is bodiless, a shariri. At lower level of consciousness, you feel that somebody who is offering her his body to me is loving me. But that's a deception. An eyewash. As you move into the higher planes of consciousness, you realize that's no love, rather that is lust. Your definitions of love changes as you move to the higher realm. And the highest form of love which is possible is love at the spiritual level. Love with souls at the spiritual level. And for that, souls need not meet each other. At that, souls, they don't need even to talk with each other. They know it is there, why to talk? You must have heard about twin flames. Twin flame. What are they? Twin flames. Two persons. They are so much linked with each other. They are in two different parts of the world. But their thoughts sink. Their emotions sink. A thought arises here. The same thought reaches that other person. Twin flames. This is a beautiful concept about twin flames. But this is still at the level of souls. There is something known as life partner. That is one thing. Husband, wife. There is something which is known as soulmates. Soulmates. This is higher. It transcends the body. Higher than that is twin flames. To inflame, Baba often gives the example of Laila and Majnu. It is shown that Majnu is bitten on his hand. Oh no, not the Laila. But there are marks on the back of Majnu. How far that is true, nobody knows. But it is there. It's a stage of universal love. It is also shown in the life of Sri Ramakrishna. He is traveling in a boat with his fellow disciples. And suddenly he starts shouting, "Stop, stop, stop, it's too painful." The devotees say, "What are you talking about? What painful? Who is beating you?" He says, "No, stop, 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 I can't tolerate, just stop." They are in boat and they reach the shore. And they find that few people have caught hold of a poor man and they are beating him. They were shocked to see that event. How come the person is getting bitten up there? He is receiving thrashing there. But the experience is here. So they ask, "Master, how is this?" And Thakur says, and Master says, "My soul is no more confined to this body, but it has become universal. It is the universal consciousness. So whatever happens here and there, I feel that is happening to me. Vasudeva Kutumbakam." The lower state has gone, it has become the bigger, the higher, the transcendental. So this stage, higher consciousness, where you can feel the pain of everyone, where you can feel what the rock is saying to you. Even the rock talks, even the inanimate objects talk. The flowers, the clouds, the sun, the moon, everything becomes live. Objects become persons in love. And in lust, person becomes object. That's a great difference. In lust, the person becomes an object you use and throw. No business. But in love, everything becomes alive. Everything becomes so living. Everything is so full of animation. Everything is life incarnate. You don't want to hurt anyone. You don't want to hurt even a stone. You don't want to pick up a stone and throw. The life is different. That's spirituality. Jale na kyu parvana. That means, why not to burn? Baba says there are two types of moths. First, what are the two types of moths? This is the flame. The first type of moth, they come and perambulate and go away. They just enjoy that perambulation, going around, detour. They make a round and run away. But there are others who are not happy with that. They want to become one. Shama kahe parvane se, pare chale ja. Go away. But that parvana, that moth is not ready. Wo nahi sunta. He doesn't listen, he wants to burn. Usko chal jana hota hai. He wants to burn. Because there is joy in burning. Burning is to become one. Burning is to take new birth. Burning is to become mature. Burning is to become purer. The baser element, the thicker element, the adulterated element, the contamination, the alloy should separate. But sometimes the burning can be painful. But in love, pain becomes joy. In love, pain becomes joy. When you suffer, if there is somebody who loves, your sister, your brother has met with an accident, he is sick, ill, paralyzed in the hospital, you serve, but you don't get tired. But if you do it as a duty, a nurse in the hospital can get tired if she is asked to do an extra work. But had it been her son, she would not get tired. Why? There is no question of duty. A nurse in the hospital can say that my shift is over 8 hours. Now let me go. But her son is sick. It's already 8 hours. No 10 hours. No 12 hours. Nay, 14, 16, 18. She is still awake. And she is not tired. When there is love, there is no tiredness. When there is love, there is no burden. When there is love, there is no labor. It is known as labor of love. Love of labor. It is not. It is the labor of love. The heart is full of joy. The heart is full of bliss. So it wants to do everything for the beloved. Rather, it wants to lay down one's life for the beloved. the last, the ultimate, the final sacrifice. And the greatest sacrifice, they say, is to lay down one's life for the beloved. It is not about dying. Baba talks about Kashi Kalvat. There is a blade, there is a sword. People jump and they are no more. And they say that, yes, in this, sins of so many births get burnt in one moment. But then you will begin another life and new sins will happen. It is not the Kashi Kalvat of this, but you have to, it is the body consciousness. Destroy this and come to this. So, this again a beautiful song. Baba said, love is crazy and wonderful. It's very difficult to understand what love is. So, a man has come to Ramanujan and he said, I want to understand how to love God. How to love God? God is such a mysterious figure. How to love him? So Ramanujan said, have you loved any human being? He said, no, I hate loving human beings. They are deceptive. I don't like them. So Ramanujan said, then go away. If you don't know how to love human beings, you cannot even love God. First learn to love humans. If you cannot love the one who is live, one who is seen, how can you love the one who is unseen? It is not about getting attached. It is not about, I'm talking about love. It is not about lust. Love is a higher affair. And when love comes in life, then it is not just loving God, but you feel everything is the manifestation of the same. The same love you see everywhere. Then you don't want to hurt anyone. You don't want to do anything which is against the principle of love. And love becomes universal. The limits are broken. The barriers fall down. The walls collapse. Love is not just a feeling or emotion. Love is the name of energy. Love is not feeling. Love is not emotion. Love is not just power. Love is not a virtue. What is love? Love is the higher energy. And when you vibrate with the energy of love, you become the very embodiment of everything. Powers are not visible. Love is visible. In the deities, you don't see powers. You see virtues. If you see Dadi Prakashmani, you don't see her to be powerful, but you see as an embodiment of virtues. So powers are transformed into virtues. And virtues are seen. You don't see that she is outside, she is powerful. It is powers are hidden. Powers have become virtues. Or rather, all virtues have become love. So she is all love. There is no distinction here. This is low, that is high. It's a love is the highest stage of spirituality. So, the goal of moth, the purpose of moth, the duty of moth, the desire of moth, the passion of moth, parvana, is to burn, is to become one. It doesn't think there is no security, there is no backup. Let me jump. If I don't get burnt or half burnt, then I should have some hospital. There's no such. To surrender is the jump into the unknown. It's a jump into the insecurity. No backup. No support. Om Shanti.